Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome all to our Bible Questions and Answers program on this evening. This program is ran every Tuesday and Thursday night from 7:30 to 8:30. So we're just blessed to be able to be on the air preaching the Word of God.
Amen.
Brother Lewis Parker IV of the Darien Luke Church of Christ. We also have on the air Brother L.C. Parker Jr. of the Darien Luke Church of Christ. Brother J. Johnson, Brother Williams, both of the Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas. And our administrator, Brother Bryant Brown. So if you have any questions, on Tuesdays we set aside time for scriptural preaching. And on Thursdays we set aside time to answer biblical questions. So if you have a question on this evening, just press the number 1, and our administrator, Brother Brown, will put you on through. And you could hear your question, and you could hear our answer. And I always like to say that we won't waste our time or your time giving you what we think or our opinion about things. As a matter of fact, when it comes to the Word of God, what we think, what we feel, what our opinion is doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is what God said. So therefore, that's what we're going to stick with, what God said, with the Holy Scriptures. Let's pray this time. Father, we approach your throne in Jesus' name. Thank you for this opportunity to preach your word, Father. We just pray your word not fall on deaf ears, but men will hear your word and come asking, what must I do to be saved? Well, Lord, we know that we live in some perilous times today, not only in the world, but also in the religious world, Father. We just pray that your truth will always triumph and that men of God everywhere will stand firm, flat-footed, and preach your word. In Jesus' name do we pray, O Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So we're just thankful so much for men of God who are willing to stand and to declare the whole counsel of God without subtraction therefrom or addition thereto. That's what God told us to do. And what I want to refer to tonight is what Paul wrote to the church of Rome. At Rome, he says, "But if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man ministers, let him do it with the ability as God has given him." You know, one of those things that Paul is referencing to is that as ministers of God, it is up to us to carry the message of God. We speak as God's representative. We become God's messengers.
Amen.
And so as ministers of God, the other day I was preaching, I referred to myself as the mailman. I'm not the originator of it. It's not my job to create the message. All my job is to deliver the message. So what I get from God through his word, I bring to God's people. So therefore, I'm the delivery man. What mailman is it in his right mind, if he'd like his job any, would be willing to get mail from the source and then to take the mail, to adopt it as its own, to change it up, to vary it, to alter, to modify it in some kind of way before he delivers it to its destination? What mailman right now would do that? See, but unfortunately, you got many preachers who are doing that very thing today. They're taking the word of God, they're modifying it, dressing it up, taking it apart. And they're making it their message, and then they're delivering it to God's people.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you tonight that no preacher of the Word of God, no matter what he refers to himself as, be it a pastor, preacher, minister, bishop, reverend, however he wants to refer to himself, which that's a whole other story because the Bible talks about that kind of stuff, you know. But these people, they like titles. They like for other people to look at them and think that they're so holy, so educated, when the fact is that when they're taking the message of God, they're delivering it to people in a way that is leading people astray from God. And see, that's why it's so important to keep God's message intact and play the role of a mailman. Just take the word as is and deliver it to the people. As a matter of fact, true preaching is taking God's word and causing people to understand it. See, not changing it, but just offering it in a way where people will, you're expounding upon God's word. You're not changing it, adding to it, subtracting from it. You're expounding upon it. So therefore, the message is the same, because the message is from God and not from man. So therefore, I encourage our listening audience that no matter what church that you attend, no matter what religious organization you attend, whatever the message you're getting, make sure you check behind the preacher. And that's what I invite people to do all the time. I encourage people, when I preach, please check behind me. Check behind me. And that's why in the Church of Christ, we're so stuck on using book, chapter, and verse. And that's a good thing. Because we want to put what they call put script with our lip. We don't want to do anything outside of the scripture, see? You know, so I encourage people.
Amen.
I encourage people to check behind the preacher, and if there's any kind of breakdown in what the preacher said and what the words say, you need to bring it to the preacher's attention. Ask him about it. If you don't get the answer you want, go to another preacher. Call our program. We'll be glad to explain the word of God to you in a way that's not argumentative, in a way that's not belittling anybody, but also very importantly, not in a way that seek our own agenda. See, and that's my problem with unscriptural preaching.
Yes.
What unscriptural preaching does is it get in front of the scripture and lead the scriptures to where they want it to be. See, but see, that's not the preacher's role. The preacher's role is to get behind the scriptures and allow the scripture to lead his sermon. But now these days people are going to the book, and instead of exegeting it, they're eisegeting it. See, you know, instead of taking from the word, they're bringing into the word. And see, that's a very arrogant way to approach the scriptures. We take our preconceived notions, our preconceived ideals and thoughts, and bring it into the word, when in fact we're supposed to move what we think out the way and seek God's word with humility. And then open up your mind and your heart and allow the word of God to speak. See, you know, without you leading it, allow the word to lead you. But unfortunately, if I had to make up a statistic, I'd say probably about 90% of preachers out there are not being led by the word. Instead, they're leading the word to where they're leading the word to say something they want it to say, as opposed to being led by the word. So you got to watch that. You got to watch that. More and more you study the word, the more and more you see what I'm talking about, the more and more you become intact with this kind of stuff. And who knows? The church or religious organization you attend, you might find out that may not be the right one. So therefore, I encourage you, seek God's word. Amen.
Amen.
We'll pass it on at this point. Yes, sir, we'll pass it on.
Yes. Brother William, Brother Jonathan?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, yes, sir.
Do you have anybody's question?
Any question? Press button number one. Brother Brown, anybody online asking a question? You know, Brother Johnson, can I get in here, because this is almost attached to what Brother Parker said, is what I want to say for a quick little moment, okay?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, sir. And I want to talk about why I am a member of the Church of Christ. And that's the question that listeners should be saying right now. Why aren't you a member of the only church written in the Bible? Because it was founded by the spiritual builder Christ. Luke chapter 24 and verse number 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Jesus, when he came to earth, he said, those things were going to be fulfilled. They were written in him. Now, who else in the Bible did it? I want to know if some of these so-called reverends and bishops and everything else calling themselves the authority speakers, where are you found in the Bible? Who are you? You're just another man trying to save his soul. 2 Timothy chapter 4, the Bible commanded us as members of the body of Christ to preach the word. Be it's in due season. Preach it when people like it. Be it's in out of season when people don't care nothing about it. And right now in America, Lord have mercy. A lot of people have gone against the Bible. Just go down to church and have a good time. It's the Sunday morning nightclub. Make them feel good. And they reach in those pockets and get that money. You know, there was a preacher one time that I was younger, and I was just going around. My dad said, son, if you don't think the Church of Christ is right, you can go around, but you're still a member of the church. And I'm glad that he gave me the opportunity to go look. I went to Church of Christ regularly, but I would take a moment to go to some of those churches that be going on all day long. And the foolishness and hell I saw up in there, that made me know that the church was right. I went to one church, and he was preaching all kind of crazy talk and making the people feel good. And there was instrumental music and all that good Saturday night nightclub singing up in there. And he passed the plate 5 times. The first time he passed that plate that day, that same Sunday, he went to the back door with some kind of bucket, and he took up the last collection to himself. Just read it all of the time. That was the fifth time he was standing at the back door and kissing every woman that he could in the mouth, and he was dropping that money in that plate. But when you get out there and look, you know, but I don't want the Church of Christ people to go out there. Us ministers need to know what's going on out there. It's all about a hustle. It's about the money. And anything else they want to do. Amen. But we're commanded to preach that gospel in it. Luke 24:44. And he said unto them, Christ, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning you. We've got to do that now. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19 and 20. The Bible says, now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And we walk around and you look at some of these churches, one so-called preacher, I've forgotten what religion he had, his own church, so it was his own church. And he said, you see my cornerstone? And I said, what cornerstone are you talking about? He went around on the corner of the building and showed a stone there with his name on it. So you know what? Christ is the cornerstone of the only church in the Bible. And we're right out there putting cornerstones on that building and carrying on.
Help us. Help us.
Hebrews 1:1-2. God, who at sundry times and in divers manner spake in time past with the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things.
Amen.
Also he made the world.
Amen.
He made all the world, and he over the church. That's the only church that's in the Bible. Now, if we have some listeners on, if you can please, you can call in and just press button number one and tell us where your Bible is listed in the Bible, where your church, rather, is listed in the Bible. The book of the Bible says, all things, hold fast, that's which is good. And you cannot prove another church in the Bible but the Church of Christ. And if you can prove if you can hold on to it, and you can make us confess that, that's it. If you can find it in the Bible, but you won't find it in the Bible. You won't find it in the Bible. Just like you, I know a lot of people in the world and anywhere else upset about the fact that that our Supreme Court said you got the authority a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. There are a lot of people in this country that do not agree with that. I don't care what church they go to, they know better than that.
Yes.
You ever saw two men procreate together? You ever saw a man get pregnant and give birth to a child? How many? If you think a man can marry a man, somebody please call me and tell me two men were married and they have a baby now. I wouldn't know how to get it if they didn't adopt it. Yeah, you know, some gays told me some years back, they said, look, we will adopt. Two women marry each other, they will adopt. Two men marry each other, they will adopt. It's going to be a sick world if we let it go this way. And God is not going to let it go that way. God will change it. We just got to keep praying, preaching it, condemning it with Scripture. And God will make a way for his people to be saved from the future. In every generation on planet Earth from Genesis chapter 1, who did God's will, God saved them throughout all the foolishness that were going on. Eight souls were saved by water. Eight souls were saved. God destroyed the whole earth with water. But look here. You know, some of the people that were destroyed, you know, they had a chance to build a little boat or get on a boat or a limb or something, but I'm sure they died. Because then but eight survived. Amen?
Yep.
And God said he's going to destroy this earth with fire when he comes back the second time.
Amen.
It will never be here again. We need to listen to the word of God. Follow God's instructions. Amen. You know, if someone would leave here and say, well, I'm fixing a drive from the east side to the west side, but I don't really know where I'm going. And so what to do? They buy a map. And then they look at that map and they follow the instruction that the map said to get to where they got to go. Hooray! You can get that in. But if you don't know where you're going and you don't talk about you're going to drive somewhere, you don't know east, west, north, or south, or don't know the highway you got to go, you won't get there. Amen.
Amen.
So we got to understand in order to get to heaven, we got to follow the basic instructions before leaving earth. That's Bible. Mm-hmm. It could be an acronym. Let's get in and let's follow that Bible. So we know that we must do as God told us to do.
Amen.
To the Father about the Scripture, the Scriptural Builder, Christ. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 44. So in the days of the kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. The Church of Christ is going to be here. It's going to stand forever. Those that are saved, they're going to be Church of Christ. That's the only people that can go to heaven are the ones, a member of the body of Christ, that Christ left here for, that he shed his blood for, died on planet Earth, that we could all be saved if we follow the instructions that he has given us in the Bible. Hear the word, Acts 15 and verse 7. Believe the word. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sins. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God. Matthew 10:32. And then be buried in the water of the grave of baptism for the remission or forgiveness of all your past sins. And rise up out of baptism a new creation in Christ Jesus, ready to walk in the footsteps of Jesus till the day of your death. Amen.
Amen.
Keep doing the right thing. See, this is the instructions of the Bible. Now, You know, people can be so weak and led so wrong, mm-hmm. and millions and billions of people are being led wrong right now. And before this time, they were being led wrong, and they cannot go to heaven. You can't even be blessed like you could be blessed if you were living like a Christian on planet Earth. That's where you get your true blessings, when you follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen. Brother William Amen. Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Are you all ready?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Come on, go on in then, yes, sir.
All right. Tonight's lesson I want to talk about from Isaiah 58 and verse 1. It says, cry out loud and spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sin.
All right.
We got to preach the word, brothers and sisters. Dear friends all over the world, Jesus said in Mark 16, verse 15 and 16, he said, go and preach the gospel to every creature.
Mm-hmm.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
He that believeth not shall be damned. That's from the mouth of the master of the book.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't tell you to go and set up no church.
Mm-mm.
He said, go preach, and the church will already be set up. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul went and preached the gospel, and he preached Christ. Philip preached Christ.
Amen.
Peter preached Christ. The church is set up by Christ himself.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is get in.
Amen.
The church of Christ is universal. It is filled, Joe.
Yes.
I want to know why your citizenship at tonight.
Mm.
Is it in heaven or is it in hell?
All right.
Yes.
You go on one or the other. One place or the other. God is getting fed up with this so-called foolish world.
Yeah.
All kind of things going on. Send from your house to my house.
Yeah.
Amen.
Go from the White House to your house to my house.
Amen.
Men are doing all kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't nothing new under the sun, Solomon said long ago in the book of Ecclesiastes.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
We got new players, Brother William.
That's it.
But it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Homosexuals. Huh?
Amen.
We got all that right here today.
Been around long.
Long time.
Amen.
God's still looking at it.
Mm.
And he's getting ready to do something about it.
Yes.
God's judging every day.
Mm-hmm.
Go down with it, you're going to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says hell. It don't say nothing about, you made a mistake. No. The word mistake is not in the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
But the word sin is in the word of God.
Sin.
Huh? You just sin.
Amen.
Huh? I don't care what you say, how you feel, you better get right with God.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You got all these so-called preachers and teachers, but they're not teaching the word of God.
Mm. Amen.
I was looking at a man last night on the news called John Gregg, working with Joel Osteen.
Mm.
Yeah.
And he said God told him to go preach.
Mm.
Amen.
Huh?
Mm.
He said God told him. Now, we got the Bible, Brother William, but God don't tell us to go preach. He don't tell us to go preach just anything.
Mm-mm.
Anything you feel like just preach it.
Mm.
That ain't what he said.
Nope.
He said go preach the
gospel. That's what Jesus said.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Preach it to a dying generation, because this generation's dying fast. These so-called, my mother used to call them, Brother Parker, jack-o'-leg preachers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And making food out of the people.
Yep.
Amen.
Robbing them. Passing the basket, like you said, 5 or 6 times a day in the worship service.
Yes.
And paying the preacher to lie to them.
Yep.
Huh?
Amen. Amen.
Paying the preacher to lie to them. They don't want to hear the truth because they want to hear the truth. They will listen to the truth.
We got Bibles to prove that God is telling us what he wants us to do, and we'll turn around and say, no, I ain't going to do it. You don't have to think about it by your heart, but you think about it.
Yep.
Huh? I don't have anything. You'll know by my actions.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
The way I do it, you yourself, Brother John, don't care. Huh? If you know me, you looking at me, you watching what I'm doing. Let me tell you something, brethren. God ain't going to forget what you do.
Amen.
Amen.
God's going to hold you and account for these things that we do.
He's
our
record book.
Huh?
Amen.
Open it up.
Amen.
And when he opens it up, it's over. Ain't no sense talking about, Lord, I didn't have a chance. Lord, I didn't know. Lord, I would have did it. And you're going to hear that.
Nope.
You ain't going to hear, I would have did it, because you should have did it while you had the blood running warm in your veins. Bible, right? I don't care what men say. Brother William, get me, I want you to get me this book right quick. Get me Ezekiel.
All right.
It's part of my lesson for Sunday, but I'm going to share it with Brother Parker and his son and Brother Brown. I want them to hear this.
Right.
Ezekiel 33.
Okay.
That's part of my lesson for Sunday, but I want you to get 33 and start at verse 30 through 33.
Okay.
And let's see what God got said about this situation. We got a whole lot of folks going to go to hell and don't even know they're going there.
Amen.
They will, the Bible says, I will do these things to you because you have gone as a harlot after the Gentiles, because you have come defiled, you have become defiled by their idols. You have walked the way of your sister. Therefore, I will put her cup in your hand. Thus said for God, you shall drink of your sister's cup, the deep and wide one. You shall be laughed in scorn and held in derision. It contains much. You will be filled with drunkenness and sorrow. The cup of horror and desolation. The cup of your sister Samaria. You shall drink and drain it. You shall break its shards and tear at your own breast. For I have spoken, says the Lord God.
God said he has spoken, Brother Parker. God, you better start listening.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
God said what he meant and meant what he said. Even in the Old Testament, God did not play. And he ain't playing in the New Testament either. People are leaving here day by day, hour by hour. Look at that foolishness happening in New York this morning.
Got
messed up. One died. Oh, God, look at that situation. He's looking down on earth like this here. And seeing folks to get up out of here. A young lady wasn't expecting death. But died.
That's right.
If she wasn't in Christ, she lost eternity.
That's right.
You see, the Bible is no excuse book for us. The Bible is the true book for us. The young lady said last week, the man said to the young lady, said, the Bible for old folk. Well, baby, what's happening now? What about the young folks who are dying? I guess that ain't for them either.
Not true.
The Bible is for every generation.
Amen.
How you gonna learn God if you don't be taught by God? Word.
That's right.
The Bible says in Proverbs 22 and verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go. When he get old, it won't depart from it.
Amen.
How you gonna train somebody up? You don't know how to even do this yourself.
That's right.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Folks don't want to follow the book. They're going to hell anyway. Well, you follow God, you ain't going. You ain't going to escape it.
No.
You're not going to escape God.
Amen.
100 years old, you still got to face God.
Amen.
Yes.
We got to meet Jesus one way or the other. I'd rather meet him in the body
than to meet him on the outside of the body.
Amen.
And see, when I say in the body, I mean meeting in the church.
That's it.
If you ain't in the church of Christ, you can't go to heaven.
Amen.
Simple and plain. You cannot go to heaven.
Amen.
In sin.
Amen.
Psalm 7 and verse 11, he said he judging the world in righteousness, but he's angry with the wicked every day. Now, I don't know how long he's angry with the wicked, but he said he's angry with the wicked every day, Brother Parker.
Yes.
So you know God ain't playing with us.
No.
We got to repent and be baptized, like he said.
Amen.
Acts 2, those folks did what Jesus said. They would argue, they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter gave him the answer. God had already exposed the answer to Peter. And he told him what to do. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins.
Yeah.
And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Everybody now, they got the Holy Ghost, and they ain't never been baptized.
Amen.
They said, amen. Yeah. They got the Holy Ghost because they can go to the building and get it. I don't read that in God's Word.
No.
I don't read it in God's Word.
No.
I just start from Genesis and work my way to Revelation. I still can't find that in there. So how can you tell me you're going to a building, Brother William, to get the Holy Ghost? If I put you in a tub of water and you went down that tub of water by faith, you already got it.
Amen.
The
Holy
Ghost separate. It comes together.
Yes.
God said it all in one package.
Yes.
And then the Lord said, I will add you to the church. All a preacher can do is preach the gospel and let the Lord take it from there. That's why Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me.
Yes.
We got to lift up. How do we lift Christ up? Through the gospel.
Amen.
Preach the word. Preach the word.
Amen.
Preach the word. Preach the word.
Amen.
That's what the Bible said to do. It didn't tell you to go out here and start you a church. It said nowhere in the scripture said that. Let me show you something. If God told you to go start a church, then you wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah.
You always want to do the opposite of what God said to do. God said go preach. We don't want to do that. We want to start our church. Pastor so and so in church.
Yes.
We got all kind of churches now.
Mm.
But ain't none of them in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Ain't none of them, excuse my language, ain't none of them in Christ.
Right.
From Catholic all the way down to the Muslim and Buddhist, they're not in Christ. Okay, I religious then. Paul was religious, but he was lost. Until he obeyed the gospel.
That's right.
Amen.
A lot of folk religious, Brother William, but they're not in Christ.
Amen. That's true.
They're not saved. They have not obeyed God.
That's right.
They haven't got rid of their sins yet.
Mm.
Until you do that, you're still a sinner.
Amen.
You're lost. You're going to hell. They say. You're going to lose your soul. Fooling around here. Trying to do something that God didn't even tell you to do. He just go preach. And we're going to start this all kind of building. And I mean, brother, we'll spend $1 billion to fix up a fancy building and may not get the 3 people in there.
Shame.
Amen.
He just go preach and go teach. I'll take care of the rest of you to do what I say. Long as we do what God says, he's going to bless you.
Yes.
No
matter.
God blesses us every day. We don't even see it sometimes. Sometimes I think we blind because we're not paying attention.
Yeah.
Amen.
When God wakes you up in the morning and breathe the breath of life in you, that's a blessing from God because Satan can't do it.
That's right.
Amen.
Satan can't do it.
Amen.
All Satan can do is kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's anyway. To kill mankind. He ain't coming to save you.
Nope.
But you will follow him. Why?
Mm.
Because you don't believe in God. That's why.
You don't trust
God. You say you do by mouthpiece, reality, you know.
Amen.
You see, I want you to read something for me, Brother William. I want you to go back to Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter again.
All right.
And I want you to pick it up at verse 30.
Okay.
And I want you to read all the way to the end of the chapter here. I want to show you something here. We got a whole lot of folks doing this. And this is happening in our generation right now, Brother Parker. I hope everybody listens. I'm going to show you because this is happening in our generation. This is part of my sermon for Sunday.
Amen.
Drop down to go to verse 30, chapter 33.
Yes, I'm in 33 now.
Okay, now drop down to verse 30 through 33. Watch how God going to show you something that the people don't even recognize it.
Amen.
Man, the children of your people are talking about you beside the walls and in the doors of the houses.
Read.
They speak to one another.
Everyone
saying to his brother, please come and hear what the word is that comes from the Lord.
Read.
So they come to you, people do. They sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they do not do them.
They don't do them. They hear the word, Brother Will.
For with their mouth they show much love.
With their mouth, not with the heart, with their mouth.
But with their heart they pursue their own gain.
They pursue their own gain. They go out here for the world. Read.
Indeed, you are to them as a very lovely song of one who has pleasure, has pleasant voice, and can play well on an instrument. For they hear your words, but they do not do them.
They don't do them, Brother Parker. We got millions of people doing this. They can jump around cute, but they don't do God's will.
Amen.
Read the next verse, Brother William.
And when this comes to pass, surely it will come. Then they will know that a prophet has been among them.
A prophet. We are the prophets of the day. We are among the people that tell them now.
Amen.
We are among the people, Brother Parker. We got to tell this generation before it dies. If we don't, we're going to hell too. That's why we got to preach. We can't back off from it.
Amen.
We can't back off from it. Get to James chapter 1, Brother William, and show you something. It ties in with this lesson.
Yes.
James chapter 1. Start reading at verse 23 to the end of that chapter. Let's see what the Bible says.
The Bible says, if anyone is a hearer of the word,
and not a doer, what happened to it?
He is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror.
Observing his face is like a natural man in a mirror. Read.
For he observes himself.
He observes himself.
Goes away. And immediately forgets what he saw.
And forgets what he was on. Read.
Amen.
But he looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. This one will be blessed in what he does.
See how God set that thing up? If you do God's will, it's going to be blessed in it.
Amen.
Amen.
It's part of God's plan. That's what we're talking about.
Yes, sir.
We got folks ain't following God's plan. That's the reason why they ain't got the blessing that they should have. They don't got no spiritual blessing coming.
At all.
Oh, we can get material blessings all day from Satan.
Yeah.
Well, I got to get a brand new car, Brother Wayne. You got to get a brand new car.
Yep.
But what about the spiritual blessing? You ain't got nothing stored up in heaven.
Not seeking God.
You can't even go to heaven.
Nope.
You got to be in Christ. The Church of Christ got to be in Christ.
In Christ.
Amen.
In Christ, you can't go to heaven, Church.
Amen.
A whole lot of folks don't miss heaven. We can't play with sin.
Amen.
You can't do it. God said, don't do it. What part we don't understand? What part we don't understand? God gave us the book, Brother Parker. You always say instruction from here to glory, and we still won't understand. We still claim we don't understand it. What's the problem? We don't want to understand God's word.
Amen.
We want to get away with it, Brother Will.
Yeah.
We won't. We want God, let us go. Say, oh well, Lord, you say you love us. Well, let us come on into heaven anyway.
Yeah.
God loves you, but he hates the sin. That's what we're talking about.
Amen.
Sin can't enter his kingdom.
He can't.
It can't enter. Do you hear me, ladies and gentlemen on the radio land? Sin cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
No way.
Amen.
Can you show me a passage in the Bible? Show me. I'm willing to accept it. I'm like Brother Parker. Show me your church in the Bible. I'm willing to accept
Amen.
It.
It's not fair.
If it ain't fair, then don't call it what it is. Because it's
Amen.
Not fair. It's not fair. When we tell them about the Church of Christ, everybody swell up. Well, y'all think y'all the only one going to. We ain't never taught that lesson.
Nope.
We know something
Amen.
To change it on.
Amen.
Because they're not faithful to God.
Not be faithful to God.
But we know all that on the outside still ain't going.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You ain't in, you ain't going. Simple as that.
Amen.
You've got to be in Christ. And we got folk today want to get in Christ, but don't want to do it the way Christ said do it.
Mm-mm.
Just want to claim a name. I'm already in Christ.
Yeah.
They lost.
Amen.
On their way to hell, Brother William, and I hand
Amen. Back.
They're not going to heaven. I don't care what they said. I don't care how good their mama was. I don't care how good their grandmama was, their grandfather, and all back to generation to generation. If they didn't do God's will, they're still lost.
Amen.
Amen.
We just got to tell the truth. Can't lie about it. And say, well, okay, we all going to heaven together. We all going to be meet Jesus up there, and we're going to sit out of fellowship. No, sir, and no, ma'am. The same message was preached to me is the same message I preach to everybody else.
Amen.
I got to tell you the truth. You might get mad with me. You might hate me. Fine. I can go with that. But I know my Lord.
Amen.
You may talk about me. You may call me a dog to a snake or whatever you want to call me. But I know my God will walk with me every day as long as I hold on to his unchanging
Amen.
Name.
Right.
Amen. Like folks today want to be so religious. Boy, you got so many people. The daily, Brother William, I was sitting outside. I heard a few of them over there. They've been drinking a little heavy, you know. Oh, they were just saying, oh, I believe in God. They were looking over at me. Want me to say something. But they got all their little wine and beer and stuff sitting out there. I'm looking at them, just looking at them. I said, Lord, have mercy. If you came right now, it'd be all over with.
Yeah.
They couldn't even get it right. You see, you're trying to play with God, and you think God ain't looking at you. God looking right out of heaven, just looking down. He ain't got to go no further. You know what? God ain't got to move to look and see what he want to see.
That's right.
Amen.
Look down. We got to look up.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
We got to look up. We're looking down for. We got to look up to the Lord.
Amen.
Do you know when we turn that bottle of alcohol up, we're looking right in God's face?
Wow.
Yeah. Sir, we're looking at God's face. Because you turn up. When you turn that bottle of alcohol, you've got to bend your head back so you can drink it. We got people thinking they smart, but they're not. Then we got some.
Amen.
So they put it in a glass, Brother William, and suck the straw, and God's still looking down. Oh,
yeah.
So they're smart, huh? I still got it.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy, Brother Parker. You still got it. They think they're smart to get a straw, Brother William, now, and put the straw in the glass, and then the judge went, well, I hold my head down, God can see. God can see underneath you.
Amen.
He can see underneath you, and you're too ignorant to even see that. Huh? God is
Amen.
God is all over the globe. God sees
everywhere.
God sees what you don't see.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
The Bible tells me in Isaiah 46:9-10, he says, God sees the beginning and the end.
That's right.
Now, what do you see? What do you see? Nothing.
Amen.
If you're not in Christ, you can't see nothing. You're blind, more blind than Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Huh? You more blind than he is. And we know he was born blind, Brother William.
Mm-hmm.
And you can play music and hear me. I can't even hear the keynote. Huh?
Amen.
Now what I'm trying to show you an example. God had blessings for us, and we don't even want to get them right. We want to argue with God before we get this thing right. God can do something we can man. I don't want to hear that. We go to Sundays. We go to a Sunday. We the preacher said we need to be here every Lord's Day, every Sunday for Bible class, Sunday school. We don't even want to do that.
No. Nope.
We don't even want to go to worship service on Wednesday night.
No.
Oh, yes. I got off from work.
I'm tired.
I'm tired. But guess what? I ain't too tired to go get drunk. I ain't too tired to do anything I want to do.
That's right.
Yes.
Too tired.
Mm.
Huh? How you expect to go to heaven and can't get it right down here?
Amen.
It don't work.
That's a shame.
The test is here. I keep telling folks, if you can't pass the test here, don't think about going up there because you won't know how to worship God.
Yes.
You're not going to heaven.
Mm-mm.
Well, a lot of folks better wake up in the Church of Christ.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Listen to the Bible.
Yeah.
That's
Amen.
What we're talking about. Not the preacher, the Bible.
Amen.
We got a lot of folks don't want to hear what the Bible says. Oh, Brother so-and-so, Brother Parker, he cool people. Brother Leroy Williams, he cool people. What did God say? Oh, we don't want to hear that. God called it sin. We want to call it mistake. God said it's sin.
Yes.
Adam and Eve did not make a mistake. God told them what not to do.
Yes.
And they sinned, Brother William.
Yes.
They broke God's law. Right there, on the spot.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
That's spiritual people.
Yes.
Huh? And they broke God's law. I don't care what the devil told them. God had told them before the devil got there. And they still broke the law, the Parker.
They did.
Amen.
Broke God's law. God didn't say, he didn't tell them after the devil had said, he told them before the devil came to them. And they heard what God said. See, we try to be so smart. I heard what he said, but I ain't going to do it. Let me tell you something. If you don't get into the church that Jesus built, you're going to hell. I ain't scared to tell you. See, a lot of people told me, Brother Parker, I'm too rough. Well, God chose me, and I told God, I said, I'll preach the word.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do. I don't care if you don't love me or not. You better love me if you want to go to heaven.
Amen.
Yeah.
Huh? You better love me. I didn't tell you like me. He said, you better love me.
Yeah.
Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 14, 15.
Yeah.
Huh? Excuse me. He didn't say like me. Nowhere in the Bible you don't read that. But he said, love. L-O-V-E. If you ain't got no love for me, Brother William, we can't work together.
That's true.
Huh?
Amen.
We can't work together, Brother Parker. You don't love me, you can't work with me. I can't work with you.
Amen.
If I don't love you, sincerely love, we can't get along. It ain't going to work.
Amen.
It's not going to work. We got to have that sincere, godly love from Christ.
Amen.
We got to stick together.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
We can't pull from one another. The world is already doing that. And then the Church of Christ will do it. Come on now.
All right.
Let's get serious about this. God's word will prevail. It will win.
Amen.
Look at the people in Noah days. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
All of them destroyed but Noah and his household. Huh?
Yeah.
Even the animal had
something.
The people didn't even get in the ark. The ark was anti-type of the church. And there was enough room for everybody to get in. They would even go in. Show you how
to be safe.
Amen.
You know that's a pitiful sight. And there's enough room in God's kingdom today for everybody to be saved. And only
Amen.
Might not even be a handful, Leroy.
All right.
Might not be a handful, Brother Parker.
Yes.
Listen to God. God can do something. Well, let me go check with my preacher. Let me go check with my pastor. Let me go check with my... They got to go check with everybody but God.
Mm.
And God's the one doing the saving.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Jesus Christ is doing the saving, and we are telling him, well, let me go check with somebody before I do it. What kind of foolishness is that?
Mm.
You ought to be ready. But we're doing the opposite, brother. We're running from God.
Yeah.
If I don't obey God, I'm running from it, Brother Parker.
All right.
I got to come to him. What did Nicodemus do? The Bible says he came to Jesus by night. He came to Jesus. Jesus did it, you know? And when he went to Jesus, Jesus told him what he had to do.
Yeah.
He said, you got to be born again.
Amen.
Jesus didn't pull no punches, but Nicodemus told him straight up. But Nicodemus asked a question. I can understand that. But he said, how could I be born again? Could I use the second time in my mother's womb? Jesus put him on the spot. You got to be born of the water and of the spirit.
Amen.
That's right there.
Amen.
You're not baptized in the Christ. You ain't been born again. You still in your sin. I don't care how much you say you believe.
Amen.
Baptism and belief go together.
Amen.
Huh? Yes. They don't know their book, Brother William. That's their problem, and they won't let nobody teach them.
Yeah.
We ain't trying to hurt them. We're trying to help them to go to heaven, and they'd rather still go to hell. Satan, come along. Oh, you ain't got to listen to that preacher. He don't know what he's talking about. He's just running his mouth. So instead of telling them what God said, what does it take? We claim. And then we, you know, when your mother was right. We can sing a lie and then turn around and believe the lie.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
Lie and then turn around and believe the lie.
Uh-huh.
Huh? She's right. We don't.
Amen.
We get up there, oh, I love Jesus. Oh, we just singing down, singing so that we're about to cry.
Yeah.
And all the time we want to get out of sight.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't love God. You saying that, but you don't love God. See, those folks in Ezekiel, Brother William, you said they came to God. They came in this passage. They heard the word. They didn't do about it.
They didn't do it.
They didn't do God's will. They didn't love. They didn't know God.
They didn't follow it.
Amen.
We got folks that way today, Brother Parker. The word of God. We can tell them and tell them and tell them. They have one way to heaven. Well, you know, Brother William, I see what you're saying, Brother. I see what you're saying, Brother. But you ain't saying what God's saying. God
Amen.
Is telling to tell you what to do.
Amen.
And you don't want to do that. Huh?
Yeah.
You get the message from God, and they still don't want to do it.
Yes.
Huh? You tell a lady last night, you told her, it's from God. She said, they're looking at you like she ain't got no sense. She knew what you were saying. Something from God is from God. What for? How come you got to go with this? You ain't got to get on your knees for that. Huh?
Amen.
God didn't tell you to go that far. He said, preach it and teach it. And if they don't do it, leave them alone. Shake the dust off of your feet and keep getting up. Go to the next one. Don't worry
about
it. I don't sense a word about these folks when they don't want to do God's will.
Yeah.
God's got a will for everybody to do, and he wants you to come in. Aren't you tired of sin?
All right.
Ask yourself that. Many times I'd ask me, I said, James, ain't you tired of sin?
All right.
I'm so grateful, Brother Parker, that God chose me to salvation.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. Brother William, give me this scripture here right quick. Give me 2 Timothy chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
Timothy chapter 1. We're going to show you that the gospel is for real for what it says. 2 Timothy chapter 1.
All right.
Start at verse 7 through 10. Let's see what God got to say about this gospel.
Amen.
Beginning at verse 7. The Apostle Paul, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, writes to young Timothy, and he says, God has not given us a spirit of fear.
Oh, look at that. Read.
But of power.
Of power.
And of love.
And of love. There go that love.
And of a sound mind.
And a sound mind. You got to have a sound mind with God. Read.
Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
Read.
Nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God.
Read.
Who has saved us.
Who has saved us, Brother Parker, through the gospel. Read.
And has called us with a holy calling.
Calling.
Not according to
our works.
But according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began.
In who? In Christ Jesus. Not in Baptist, not in Methodist, not in Catholic, witness, not in Seventh-day Adventists, not in Muslims.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus. That's what he said.
And it has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death.
Who has abolished death? What?
To life, immortality, to life through the gospel.
Through the gospel, we have hope of eternal life. Right?
Amen.
The gospel.
Amen.
There's no gameplay here. We're trying to help save souls.
That's right.
That's what it's all about.
Amen.
Tell the people the truth. Just break down and say, Lord, I'm going to do it your way.
Yes.
And it's going to work.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not going to fail. God said before heaven and earth pass away, before the world pass away, heaven and earth pass away, his word shall stand.
That's right.
God's word still standing.
Amen.
Man goes to the grave every day.
Yes.
Leave it in the hand back, as Brother Parker say. But the word's still here.
Amen.
God is trying to reach man's soul, not his physical body. We got it wrong.
Yeah.
You know, we tell people, well, pray for me that I get well. If your soul gets well, your body's going to get well.
All right.
Amen.
No, Brother Johnson, let me show you. Go to Romans, the 8th chapter,
yes,
Brother William, and start reading that verse 5 through 11. Let's see what the Bible says.
The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse number 5, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh.
Read.
For those who live according to the Spirit, things of the Spirit.
Read.
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Read.
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
Read.
It cannot be subject to God. And it is not. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
Who are in the flesh cannot please God. Read.
You are not in the flesh.
You are not in the flesh. Read.
But in the Spirit.
But in the Spirit.
If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is
none of his. Read.
And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because
of righteousness. Read.
But if the
Amen.
Spirit, him who raised Jesus from the dead, dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal
body
through his Spirit dwells in you.
That's what we're talking about.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. If you do it his way.
Yes.
Got to do it his way.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
They don't talk about doing somebody else's way. We got to follow the plan.
Amen.
Brother Parker keep telling us from instruction down here, the glory up there. We don't do it the way God said. You ain't going there. I don't give a God good to you.
Amen.
I don't like folks trying to base their life on, well, my mama was good. My daddy was good. I don't give a God good he was. If he's not in Christ, he cannot be saved. The Bible already told us.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible is right. That's why I look at people. I say, man, how you going to tell me that? God ain't no fool. You can't make no
Amen.
Fool out of God, Brother William.
God is not mocked.
Huh?
For man
sowed. So what that shall he also reap. Man going to reap what he sowed, Brother Paul, because he's probably getting
yes.
away with it. Do you know that? Get me on Matthew 22 right
yes,
quick.
Yes.
Matthew 22. And drop down to verse 32. I'm going to show you something here.
All right.
Show you something.
In Matthew chapter 22.
And verse 32.
And verse number 32. The Bible says, and the multitudes heard this. They were astonished at his teaching.
Mm-hmm.
But when the Pharisees heard it, that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together.
Mm-hmm.
Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. With all
love
your, soul,
your God
yeah.
with all heart.
With all your soul.
With all your soul.
And with all your mind.
And with all your mind. Do you love it? Do you love it? Are you playing with it?
Completely.
Are you playing with it?
All right.
Lot of folks in the hell, Brother William, they're playing with God.
Yeah.
They said, I'm this and I'm that. I'm Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, Jehovah's Witness, Seventh Day Adventist. They're not what God said they are.
Yeah,
they're in sin. They're dead in the eyes of God.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Alive in Christ.
Never obeyed.
Huh? Amen. The Bible says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. For so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Like as Christ has raised from the dead, we should also walk in the newness of life. Brethren, we better get it together down here.
Yes.
Amen.
Get as close to God as we can, because this world can go.
Amen.
This generation is going so fast.
Mm.
It's unreal.
All right.
We turn the TV before we go to bed tonight. We were hit by somebody and got killed.
Yep.
Somebody that got ripped off or raped or whatever the situation, and now they find his bodies and all. The day they found a woman's body in the house, it's been in the house about a whole week or better.
Wow.
They found in the wall, Leroy.
Wow.
Whatever man was that, he was crazy.
Yeah.
I said, what in the world? All these crazy people. The white men and the wife just sit there and look. I said, Lord, have mercy. I said, honey, that's why I keep telling. We got to get with God.
Amen.
We got to get close to God. We got to stick with God. Let God lead us. If you want to be led by somebody, let God take over completely.
Amen.
Not no half. All the way live with God.
Yes.
Say, Lord, here am I. I surrender to you.
Yes.
Not to man, not to my mother, not to my brother, not to my sister. I surrender all that I have to you. What was God going to do? He's going to pick the church up.
Yes.
The church coming back.
All right.
God will bring it back. God says the church ain't going to die.
All right.
Huh? God already told that in Matthew 16, verse 18. Huh?
Yes.
Jesus said, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
God's church is going to stand in the end.
Amen.
You ain't got to worry about it. God got some few preachers out there that's going to preach the word, Brother Parker.
Amen.
They're going to preach exactly what God said to preach. That's what we're looking for.
Yes.
We're not looking for somebody where he get up there and get cute with it. We don't need no cute preachers.
No.
We just need preachers to learn of God. And he ain't got to be a college graduate either.
No.
All he got to do is preach the word.
Amen.
Like Brother Marshall Keeble did. Brother Marshall Keeble was not an educated man, but when God shaped him up, he sounded like he had been to college.
All right.
Because he studied the word. He learned the word. That's how come he was able to baptize 40,000 souls, because he followed God's plan. He preached the word.
Amen.
He set up his thing around the world and say, look here, let's go forward. I'll be do the same thing.
That's right.
All we got to do is say, God, here we go. Let's go.
Amen.
And God's going to push us on. God will carry us on.
Yep. He's
carrying us now. Look at the radio broadcast.
Yeah.
It's growing. It's going to go forward. Don't worry about it.
Amen.
Don't lose heart. Never lose heart. You take me for an example. I've been this way almost 65 years of my life. I ain't lost hope.
No.
I ain't lost hope in a wheelchair, Brother Will.
All right.
Huh?
Amen.
I'm trying to show you, brother, that can walk with two good legs, don't lose hope. Just keep on pressing.
Hope in God.
Keep on pressing the word of God. Pick this Bible up every day of your life.
Yes.
Stay with prayer every day of your life. I pray all day long now.
Yeah.
I pray for brethren. I'll be outside praying. I know the people go there and they heard me, because I just pray.
Yeah.
I stop in my track. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, help us.
Yeah.
Lord, we need some help down here on this earth. Satan is trying to take us out of here.
Yes,
he's trying to kill us, Lord.
Amen.
He's trying to kill us with the wicked.
Mm.
He don't want us to serve you. Help us to stay strong. And it looked like God just moved everything out the way. And I just come right on through.
Praise the Lord.
They were looking at me today like I was out of my mind. I wasn't out of my mind. I'm talking to my God.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you what's right.
Yes.
Follow the book. That's what you follow.
Amen.
We got to put following these crazy preachers because they're messing it up.
Yes.
The preacher going to school come out more crazy than what he was. I know a lot of preachers. I went to school with Brother William. They don't even know the book. I went to Bible college for 2 years, and they don't even know the book. They didn't read it. They want to depend on where that preacher knows. And then I said, what do you know? They didn't know the book, Brother Parker.
Yeah.
They going on the preacher.
Right.
They see what the Bible got about it.
Amen.
That's what the whole problem is. If we go back to this, America will come to a sense. You know why America ain't coming to a sense? We ain't preaching it enough.
That's true.
We're not preaching it enough. That's what we're talking about.
Preach the word of God.
Brother Parker and Brother William and Brother Brown and Brother Parker the fourth, I'll turn it over to y'all guys.
Brother Williams, co-minister here at the Paul Addition Church of Christ in Warden, Texas. And I want to say, as a matter of course, the Word of God tells us that nobody can be saved unless they obey the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
No one can be saved outside of Christ.
Amen.
Into Christ is through obedience to the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Nobody can go to heaven who has not obeyed the gospel.
Amen.
In Thessalonians chapter 1, the Bible says that Jesus Christ is going to come in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who know not God and who obey not the gospel of God.
Amen.
If you don't obey the gospel of God, if you don't be faithful to God, if you don't know God through spiritual obedience of faith, you cannot go to heaven.
Amen.
You will receive the wrath of God.
That's it.
The vengeful fire.
Amen.
This is the fire of eternal condemnation in hell.
Amen.
Now listen, we want to exhort, and we also have to warn at the same time.
Amen.
Yes.
Because whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If you sow sin unto eternal damnation, you're going to reap hell.
Amen.
If you sow unto eternal life, you will reap heaven.
Amen.
But depending on what you choose to do, that determines what will be in the final day of judgment.
Amen.
So our gospel is not a feel-good sermon only. It has an invitation. It has salvation.
Amen.
And it has warning.
Amen.
Jesus made it plain. He said, go into all the world, Mark chapter 15. Chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
That's it.
Yeah.
But here's the warning. He that believeth not shall be damned.
That's it.
Yeah.
We have to behold the goodness and the severity of the Lord.
Amen.
It is a beautiful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 28 and 29. You don't want to fall into the wrath of God.
Amen.
You don't want to have his wrath that he is storing up against the ungodly and against Satan and all of his demons and the false prophets. You don't want that wrath to come upon you.
Amen.
What you want is you want to please God through faith in obedience to his gospel.
Amen.
See, when we're baptized into Christ, we are baptized into his death.
Mm-hmm.
So we are buried with him by baptism.
Amen.
Through death. What death? The death of the sinful man. We are to put away that sinful man.
Amen.
We are to allow God wash away and to remove our sin out of our life. And we have to come forth with a mind, with a faith with a commitment and a devotion to serving God faithfully.
Amen.
Many folks in the church today have lost the first love.
Amen.
We started out happy and joyful Christians, but somewhere along the way, we have allowed Satan, through his deceit, to cause us to embrace hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk about believe that we have salvation, but we don't want to live saved lives. We want all that heaven has to offer, but we don't want to do the work that is required of God by the gospel in order to obtain the glory and the riches of heaven.
Mm,
we
amen.
Don't want to be faithful to worship and assembly. We don't want to tell our fellow man that Jesus Christ is the leader and the center of my life. We don't want to put him, we don't want to put God's righteousness ahead of everything else. We want to put God and Satan together because we want both. We want all the things of this world and we want heaven too.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to sacrifice. We have to sacrifice from God just so we can have what we want in this world. Brother Johnson, Brother Parker IV, Brother Brown, to all of our preaching brethren, and to all members of the body of Christ who are on this radio broadcast, even to those who are in the world and not members of the Church of Christ, we must be sincere.
Amen.
We must be
committed.
We must make up our minds and be devoted. We must set our desire on heaven. Otherwise, we're going to lose our soul. We're going to lose our way. We're going to get tripped up. We let Satan cause us to focus on the thing that God told us to have nothing to do with. And that's why men are so corrupt, and that's why members of the Church of Christ are falling by the wayside.
Amen.
When
he saw that tree in the garden that God had commanded her not to eat, she did something that she should not have done. She stopped and she focused on that tree. When we focus on sin and on worldliness, we're going to find ourselves falling to the temptation in our flesh that the sinful worldliness affords. We
pray
to die in our
sin. Amen.
If you die in your sin, Jesus said, where I am, you cannot come.
Yes.
John 8:23 still says, die in your sins, where I am, you cannot come. You can't go to heaven.
Amen.
We die in our sins, Brother Johnson, it's too late to repent.
Amen.
There is no forgiveness of sins after we die out of this life.
That's it.
We have mercy and forgiveness now.
Amen.
After death is judgment.
That's
it. Final
judgment.
You're not going to be able to repent and receive mercy in judgment. Judgment is punishment.
Amen.
Yes.
You got to be faithful to God right now.
Amen.
If you're not a member of the Lord's church,
Amen.
You are not in the body of Christ.
That's it.
You are not in Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ does have 600 named denominations. It only has or only consists of one spiritual church. That
Amen.
Church has a name. It is the name that is named, that is given to men from heaven. Acts 4:12. There is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved. What is that name? Jesus Christ.
That's it.
That's what
Amen.
In verse number 9 and 10 of Acts chapter 12, when he stood before the Sanhedrin and told them that this man stands before you well because of the power in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There is no salvation and no power that we can have for salvation outside of the name of Jesus Christ. That's God.
Yeah.
So if all salvation is in Christ, we as spiritual must be in Christ.
Amen.
How you get in to Christ?
Amen.
You have to be born of the water, of water, and the Spirit. What
Amen.
Spirit? The Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
You must
Amen.
Be born according to the Spirit's power. What is the Spirit's power? The Spirit gave us the power through the word of the gospel. Paul writes,
Amen.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Believe the gospel. And you've got to continue in faith in the gospel. And if
yeah.
you continue in the faith of the gospel, you will obey the gospel.
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Said, Mark 16, verse 15 and 16 again, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 41. They that gladly received the word of the gospel on the day of Pentecost were baptized.
Amen.
And they were added
Amen.
To them about 3,000 souls.
Yes, sir.
God
Amen.
Is not saving flesh and blood bodies. God is saving souls,
Amen.
Spirits.
Amen.
Your spirit must be saved.
That's it.
Not your body. Your body is going to die. It's going back to the dust of the ground.
Amen.
Your soul
Amen.
Must be going back to God.
Amen.
But if you're not saved by the power of the gospel and your obedience of faith, you cannot go back to heaven.
Amen.
With God.
Amen.
Hail.
That's it.
Faith and obedience work together.
Amen.
Obedience.
Amen.
Obedience justifies faith.
That's it.
Faith demands obedience.
Amen.
You must do both. You must believe and obey.
Amen.
Believing
Amen.
Does no good.
Amen.
It's vain. It's dead. It's empty. It's of no value. But faith with works is righteousness.
Amen.
Yes.
You see that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died for your sin, who in his death shed his blood
mm-hmm.
and purchased the Spirit
Amen.
Of God when he did that. Acts chapter 20, verse 28, the Apostle Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, addresses the pastors of the Ephesian church, and he says, shepherd the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, and feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. Jesus died for the church.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Didn't die for the church, Brother Parker. He didn't die for any kind of church that a man want to set up, Brother Johnson. He died
yeah.
for his church. In Matthew 16 and 18, it says, upon the rock of truth. What truth? That I am God, the Savior.
Mm.
I am God who came in the flesh, who came to die for the sins of man.
Mm.
Based upon that truth and based upon that sacrifice, I'm going to build my church, and death won't stop me. Stop Christ. He
Amen.
Rose
Amen.
From the dead. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. He rose from the dead. He was seen of witnesses. He rose in the flesh. And now he has gone away in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And when he returns, he will return in the spirit to take those who have been obedient to him through the faith of the gospel doctrine of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Take
Amen.
Us home. Take us back to heaven. When we were born into the world, we came from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
We had no sin. We
Amen.
Were perfect. But it wasn't but a few days, as the Bible says, and we're full of trouble. But Jesus came to bring life and immortality back
Amen.
Into the life of man through the gospel.
Amen.
You obey the gospel. Yes. Nobody can be saved unless they obey the truth of the gospel. Somebody say, well, I've been baptized. My poor parents, they were baptized. Into what were you baptized? What church? We were baptized in the Catholic Church. I was baptized as a baby. We were baptized into the Baptist Church and the Methodist Church.
Mm.
We were baptized into this church, the Lakewood Church,
yeah.
whatever. Some of them say, I haven't even been baptized. The Bible says you don't have to be baptized to be saved. The
yeah.
priest lied. The Bible doesn't say that. God never said that. False teachers have said that, and they're still teaching that today.
Mm-hmm.
But have you obeyed the truth?
Man.
Jesus says that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Only obedience to the truth can free you from the condemnation of hell. If you haven't
Amen.
Obeyed the truth, you are still in your sin.
Amen.
You didn't get baptized in your soul. You only got wet on your body.
Amen.
Your soul was not saved. You
Amen.
Must obey the truth.
Amen.
Only those who obey the truth and live faithful to it will be saved for eternal life when Jesus
Amen.
Comes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Coming back again. Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day?
Oh, Lord.
If you're not in
Amen.
Christ, you're going to be punished. If you're
Amen.
In Christ, you don't have to worry about punishment. You have salvation.
That's it.
It's available
Amen.
Today. God
Amen.
Promises it. We have to focus our devotion and our desire on it.
Amen.
That's the only way we're going to please
Amen.
God.
That's it.
God bless each and every one. We believe that tonight, those who are part of this radio broadcast and this ministry,
Amen.
That we have been blessed to know, to understand, and to hear the word of the Lord.
Amen.
It doesn't matter whether Brother Parker speaks, or Brother Parker the Fourth, or Brother Johnson, or Brother Williams. It's not about which one of us is speaking. It's about the word of God that speaks to our
Amen.
Mind.
Amen.
That speaks to our mind of faith.
Amen.
Do you hear
yes.
what God is saying?
That's it.
I'm not the author of the word. I'm just the microphone that God is using to preach and to speak his word.
That's it.
Amen.
If you hear what God has to say, will you obey God? If you have decided that you want to obey God, you have heard the truth. Do you believe the truth? Do you believe in Christ?
Mm.
As the Son of God, the Savior, and the one who died for your sin?
Mm.
Are you willing to repent? Are you willing to change and be Christ-like in every
Amen.
Way? The thing that we have in salvation, Brother Johnson, it's about Christ.
Amen.
We are baptized into Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We are saved in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We have eternal life in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We have
Amen.
All in Christ, we must walk according to the Spirit in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
We have the name of Christ.
Right.
We must believe in Christ.
Right.
Brother William.
Amen.
Amen.
We are baptized into the body of Christ.
Yes.
The of Christ.
Brother William.
Is the church of Christ.
Amen.
Christ is the head of the body. Which is
Brother
the
William?
Church. Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
We have a question coming. We have a question coming. We got a question.
Come on. All right. Let's have it.
No. Y'all doing a good job. Doing
Thank
a good
you.
Job.
Who is this?
And I'm praying for you.
Amen. Who is this? Who's speaking? Who is this?
Praying for my son, Leroy.
Okay. I didn't get that. Your name? What's your name?
Mr. Daniel.
All right. Hi, mother. That's my mother, Sister Betsy Daniel, the Church of Christ in Houston.
Amen.
Hello, Leroy.
Glad you're here. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for the encouragement.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Are there any other questions, Brother Brown?
No, sir, not at the moment.
All right. Well, brethren, I know that we've said enough. We done preached the gospel from cover to cover. We talked about Genesis and Revelation. We have preached the word of God. If there's any who cannot obey the gospel of Christ, we recommend and we encourage you. Go to the local assembly of the Church of Christ in your community. Seek them out. Go there. Give your hand to the minister of God and your heart to God and obey the gospel. Be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sin. And let Christ add you to his spiritual church, his spiritual family. In Acts 2 verse 47, it says, the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. How are they being saved? They were being baptized into Christ for the removal of their sin through faith. God bless you. Brother Parker, I'm going to give it over to you for the final remarks and close us out. And we just want to thank God for this blessed opportunity. We appreciate the Darien Luke Church of Christ in Northeast Houston who provides and pays for this broadcast every week. We just praise God for those brethren. And we just thank all of those who are participating in this. And we hope that you'll continue to come and be a part of this and to learn and to speak the word and the will of God with us.
Amen. 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 Yes. And so we should thank you. For those of you that were listening, and we hope to bring any other questions or anything or statements that need to be made, please just press button number one and tell us. Was there someone on their phone? If not, we're going to go to our Heavenly Father in prayer.
Amen.
Father God, we come humbly bowed before that throne of grace.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, for this wonderful moment that we've been having every Tuesday and Thursday night. And thanking you for those who are calling in, asking questions, and making good comments in regards to what we're doing. You told us, Father, to go into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. He that believeth in him is baptized. Shall be saved. And Father, this program is allowing us to preach internationally, and we hope, trust, and pray that there are those who are looking for salvation. If they can't contact us or come to this country, go to a Church of Christ nearest you and obey the gospel before it's everlastingly too late for your soul. Be with us. Be with Brother Parker and Church at Darien Luke and myself and Brother Williams and Brother Johnson and any other preacher that might want to come on and preach or teach or say something. Please do that as members of the body of Christ. These and all other blessings we ask in Christ's name. Let us all say amen, amen, amen.
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 Amen. Good night, brethren.
Amen.
Good night, Radio
Land.
God bless each and every one till we meet again.
Amen.